Finally, for today's Global Hit the World's, Emma Kwesiga Leaderson drops in on an American hip-hop legend, Guru. As he travels the world, Guru's become a musical ambassador of sorts, sharing his experience and his expertise with up-and-coming artists.
Guru shot to fame in the early 90s with rap duo Gangstar and the album series Jazzmatazz. The albums blended hip-hop with jazz and included contributions from some American jazz greats.
Another level. That what you're doing is that time.
Yeah, I'm lounging. I got my man Donald Byrd on the horn. I want to give a big shout out to my little man Nico. He's 2 years old. He's away visiting his grandma's.
Collaborating with his heroes made a deep impression on Guru.
The vibe of being around someone like a Dr. Donald Byrd or a Herbie Hancock, just like my heart beating very intensely around this legendary artist whose music I'm very familiar with and, you know, grew up on, and they're kicking it with me and talking like crazy cool, like just like a cool uncle, you know, on my level, and telling me, push the envelope and don't let anyone stop you from visualizing your dreams and goals, and don't be pigeonholed into one thing.
Guru took that advice to heart, and it made him a star on the world stage. But on his latest release, Guru's gone back to his hip-hop roots.
From meek to fearless, from weak to strong, from general to soldier, from king to pawn, from dead to alive, from then to now, from ignorant to wise, from lost to found, from meek to fearless, from weak to strong, from general to soldier, from king to pawn, from dead to alive, from then to now, from ignorant to wise, from lost to found.
The album Lost and Found is Guru's attempt to reclaim hip-hop from those motivated by money more than music. His current collaborator is New York music producer Solar. They're on a world tour right now, playing festivals in Europe, Japan, and beyond.
Definitely, we see ourselves as global ambassadors of hip-hop and music. And, you know, we've been touring the world for a few years now. And, you know, the fact that we are able to take our music to the masses worldwide, representing America in art form, hip-hop that was developed in America, is something definitely that we're proud of, something we feel is important, and something that is more important to us than anything material. So it's all about, for us, the art form, the culture, the music.
For this I got a deep passion. They keep asking how I stay so tight in my craft and keep smashing. Like Pacino, I'm a unique hero, still bringing you the heat like De Niro. Yes, I'm giving you a mixture of pain and pleasure. The best of my years, and then I reign forever. Been through the strangest weather, still it came together. So know that when you see me, I ain't the same, but better.
Today, whatever, if we're in Russia, if we're in Japan, if we're in South Africa, we're talking to the youth in the scene there, you know, about their music scene, about their situations that they face, and they ask us for advice, we kick it with them, and it's a connection.
That connection was picked up by the United Nations in 2005 when Guru was invited to address the first African hip-hop summit in South Africa. His collaborator Solar says they've been impressed and influenced by the young hip-hop artists they've met.
As much as when we were in South Africa, hearing Zulu Boy, who's rapper from South Africa, rap in a
dialect.
Which involves pops and clicks, intermingled with the slang of Johannesburg.
And then when we went to Mexico City, kicking it with Mexican kids rhyming
about
in English and Spanish and talking about their poverty
and
what they face. Brazilian kids. I mean, it goes on. Serbian kids.
Yeah.
That is the most brilliant thing about traveling worldwide, is that, you know, you get to experience different cultures, different people with different philosophies and outlooks, and then you see where the similarities are and the similar situations that people face, whether it's economically, whether it's educationally, whether it's socially, and you vibe off of that and you get inspired by that.
Guru himself continues to inspire his fans. Now that he's no longer a young rap upstart, he's happy to pass on advice, kind of like, he says, a cool uncle. For the world, I'm Emma Lederson.
So love, big guru, 7 grand, baby. People always want to live in the past. Those days are gone. I grew up fast and to hold my hand, understand? I'm a grown man, watch me do it like a pro, you know? I grew up fast and to hold my hand, understand? I'm a grown man, watch me do it like a pro, you know?
We're online all the time at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
Watch me do it like a pro, you know. The new millennium's here. It's virtual and digital, and those who can't adjust enough better forget it. Yo, we stay way ahead in the...
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.